Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So I want to talk about the need, as it's actually Honesty Day today, April 30th, when I'm recording this. So I want to talk about the need for open and honest communication in your workplace, about the need to speak up before your ship sails. Which reminds me of a couple years ago when I was doing business research in beautiful Stockholm, Sweden. I dropped by the Vasa Museum. Now, the Vasa was this warship that sank in the storm in 1628 while on her maiden voyage. Several dozen people drowned. The captain was just one of many people who knew the ship was not seaworthy and that it would most certainly sink because of its flawed design. But out of fear of speaking up, no one said anything to the King of Sweden, who had approved the design and was anxious to see it set sail for battle. And you know, one of the many oh-so-many phrases that I think should be consigned to the trash heap of obsolete buzzwords is speaking truth to power. Not that this isn't a good idea. In fact, it's one of the keys to keeping your ship afloat. But if it needs to be said, then chances are you're not where you need to be with your culture. Consider what it implies. First, that power resides only in certain hands, but hey, those people are open-minded enough to allow the powerless people to speak up. And I mean, even the phrase speak up, think about that for a moment, implies that communication is moving in an upward direction, going against the flow. And secondly, this phrase implies that, well, maybe this isn't the norm. After all, shouldn't it go without saying? A Harvard Business School and Penn State study found that there is a substantial amount of fear still in most workplaces when it comes to speaking up. This fear not only creates stress and anxiety, it also results in innovative ideas being missed out on, while potentially costly or even dangerous ideas, you know, like your ship sinking, move ahead because no one has the courage to speak up, or out, or down, or sideways. This is a culture issue in your workplace, and research suggests that workplaces with more humor, especially where leaders practice self-deprecating humor, are more likely to foster an environment of mutual trust and openness. Here are a few more suggestions that might help keep your boat afloat. Number one, talk about it. If it is an elephant in your meeting room, then talk openly about why it's perceived to be an issue and what needs to be done to address it. If you're a leader, think about the behaviors that might be seen as inhibiting openness that you're practicing. What are those? What are the attitudes, behaviors that maybe you need to work on? And if you're an employee, challenge your own assumptions and fears about what might be holding your communication back. Number two, it's hard to get open communication up unless there's open and honest communication down. The more leaders communicate in an authentic and open manner, the more comfortable everyone is speaking out. Number three, celebrate and reward openness. Biogen IDEC Canada hands out a Bull by the Horns award to an employee who speaks out and challenges assumptions. Now, only the employees get to vote on this award, so it truly does represent somebody who's willing to take the bull by the horns. And lastly, you know, King Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden might have benefited from the satirical voice of a court jester or a John Stewart type person. So listen carefully for the truths in your workplace that are sometimes only expressed through humor. And now my fun at work tip, erect a giant whiteboard somewhere in your office that can serve as a massive graffiti wall where everyone can express their inner artist, doodler, share kudos with fellow employees, or just jot down a funny thought or word of the day. You could also do the occasional theme day where you might ask people to draw their impression of your workplace culture or answer an offbeat question. And the quote of the week from George Saunders, humor is what happens when we're told the truth quicker and more directly than we're used to. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm recording this, we're heading into May, so I've posted the wacky, offbeat, crazy theme days and holidays on my website. Just Google Fun May Theme Days, and that'll get you there. Some of my favorites coming up this May, May 3rd, two different colored shoe days. World Laughter Day, May 4th. May 11th is Root Canal Appreciation Day. May 14th, Dance Like a Chicken Day. May 16th is Pizza Party Day and Bike to Work Day, so you can, you know, work off the pizza. May 21st, I Need a Patch for That Day. May 25th, Nerd Pride Day. And May 31st, Hug Your Cat Day. So cruise by the website, www.mikekerr.com or humoratwork.com gets you there. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.